Now it's time to play Good Thing, Bad Thing. Because every story has a flip side. Now, we often discuss on this program how automation, robots are taking over our jobs. It's a growing concern in many sectors, including science publishing. Publishers are increasingly experimenting with artificial intelligence to review scientific papers. But how much do we want algorithms evaluating our research instead of people doing that, people determining what gets published and what doesn't? With me to discuss the good and bad of AI-assisted peer review is Adam Marcus, co-founder of the blog Retraction Watch, managing editor of Gastroenterology and Endoscopy News. Welcome to Science Friday.
Hi, Ira. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Let's talk about peer review. Why is peer review so important?
Two words, Ira. Fake news. Peer review is science's version of a filter for fake news. It's the way that journals try to weed out studies that might not be methodologically sound, or they might have results that could be explained by hypotheses other than what the researchers advanced. And it's this system that they have of screening manuscripts before they get published.
Mm-hmm. Now, there has been a lot written about whether artificial intelligence will play a big role in this process. What could an algorithm do better than maybe a person can?
Well, the way we see it, algorithms can do nothing necessarily better, except they can do it faster and in bulk. So I can give you an example. There's a system called StatCheck, which was developed by researchers in the Netherlands, which is able to rapidly detect potential errors in statistical values. They can do, according to the researchers, in a nanosecond what a person might take 10 minutes to do. So obviously that could be very important for analyzing vast numbers of papers. But the problem is that it catches signals, and there's a lot of noise in those signals. And so what really you need is the human component to make sure that what is being detected on a first pass is actually a real red flag.
Mm-hmm. So could there possibly be a hybrid of AI and people together?
Absolutely. In fact, I think that's how the system probably should work going forward. Here's another example. Many publishers, in fact, every reputable publisher should be using right now plagiarism detection software to analyze manuscripts that get submitted. At their most effective, these identify passages in papers that have similarity with previously published passages, but it should be up to a human editor to figure out whether that's, in fact, plagiarism or there's a good reason for something to be overlapping.
Mm-hmm. If you use an algorithm, is there not the possibility, and now this is sort of true of everything that has to do with computers these days, of the program being hacked?
Well, I'm not an expert in hacking. I'm sure that anything's possible, but it's also true that there are ways to hack the programs that we have now. I mean, you can be pretty sophisticated at writing papers so that you take a little bit from many papers, and a plagiarism detection scan won't detect plagiarism.
Mm-hmm. So the best practice is, where do you think this will shake out? What will happen here, do you think?
I think I'd like to see that every manuscript that gets submitted be run through a plagiarism detection software system, a robust image detection software system. In other words, something that looks for duplicated images or fabricated images. And these things are in the works. In fact, there's a researcher at Stanford, Elizabeth Bick, who did a study recently which found, and this was I, not AI, it was just mm-hmm. human intelligence, and she analyzed about 20,000 papers and found that about 1 in 25 had improperly duplicated images. And then we have some sort of StatCheck-like program that looks for squishy data.
Okay, so you think all of that will be combined and we'll automate this a little bit more, but still have the human element involved. Adam Marcus, thank you very much for taking time to be with us today.
My pleasure.
Adam Marcus, co-founder of the blog Retraction Watch, managing editor of Gastroenterology and Endoscopy News.